fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the first day of March, year of our Lord 2021, welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we begin our shows with something that should be done in every public meeting, every school room, every day of the school year. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day, I'm going to be repeating this more frequently because I come to realize how important it is. Work on your physical fitness, seriously. We all could be in better physical condition, all of us. So the times ahead, being physically fit could easily be a matter of life and death, not just a matter of feeling better, but easily could be a matter of life and death. Well, usually we have Andrew with EMP Shield with us on Monday mornings. He has not called in yet. He is here. And we're going to talk about the events of the day and, of course, how incorporating EMP Shield devices into your life, into your world, will make you have a better life and a better world. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here, sir. Well, the brutal part of winter is over in my part of the world. How about where you are, sir?
It's starting to look a little nicer outside, that's for sure. The trick with us here in Kansas and probably with you guys in Missouri is you never quite know exactly what's going to happen next, so... Right, I think yesterday it was about 60 degrees, and tomorrow it could be negative 10. So I guess we'll find out.
Well, that wind where you are pretty much never ends, does it?
It doesn't. It's very consistent, and it'll take a 50 degree day and make it feel like it's 5 degrees outside.
It's there's a saying, I think that includes your part of the world, that a century ago they used to say that the wind pumped the water and the cows cut the wood. Are you familiar with that term?
I'm not, but that sounds pretty funny.
Well, do you know what it means?
I do not. I think I understand a little bit, but go ahead and explain.
Well, you can still see, and some still actually work, the windmills that pump the water once you get in your part of the country. And there's basically no trees, but dried cow chips can be burned to make heat. So the wind pumped the water, and the cow cut the trees.
Got it. Yep, got it.
How about that? Well, sir, we're looking for a new normal here. We've got an imposter in the White House, and life goes on. I talked to my daughter last night, and she lives in Metro Seattle with her family, and they're aware that the communists have taken over the school system where her children used to go to school and haven't set foot in a classroom in a year this month.
Right.
And they're dealing with it. They're dealing with it. They continue to be a family, to work together, to play together, to have worthwhile goals. And I think most Americans are doing the same things, aren't they, Andrew?
They are. I can only speak for what I've seen, but here in Kansas, you know, things are going on, and a lot of the families that are trying hard are doing the exact same thing. They're just doing the best they can. Luckily here where we are, it's not quite as bad as other places like Seattle. I could only imagine that must be very difficult. It's horrible for the children to not be going to school, all because of a pandemic that's not real, but
I don't believe pandemic.
That's right.
We, at my website, I know you're a busy guy, but, the vaccines, of course, are becoming more and more the thing that's being talked about. And at my website, Andrew, you probably have heard of TED Talks, I imagine, haven't you, sir?
Yes, sir, I have.
Okay. Well, TED Talks have been going on for about a decade. They go on all over the country. And I'm going to look up so people can know a little bit better what we're talking about here. And anyway, Bill Gates gave, I don't know how many TED Talks he's given, but I have one of them that he gave, a portion of it, at my website. And here we go. Influential videos from expert speakers on education, business, science, tech, and creativity. And let's see what that stands for here. So they have a website, and it's TED.com. Anyway, they're well regarded for the value that they bring to these various communities. This particular TED talk that Bill Gates gave, he mentions that he wants to reduce the world's population by using vaccines. Andrew, now you're a pretty bright guy. Now, I can only think of two ways that can happen. You're a pretty bright guy. I'm going to ask you if you can think of a third way. The only two ways I can think that a vaccine would reduce the world's population is one, by making men or women or both sterile. The other is to kill people. Is there a third way? Is there a third way that you can reduce the world's population by using vaccines?
You know, I'm not quite sure. I'm sure if I had a little bit of time to put some thought into it. But, yeah, the two ways that
You can ponder it the next week. And if you come up with something clever, let us know. I'm preparing a memorandum for some friends concerning this right now that I'll be sending out. All this, I don't believe the... Well, I don't know what's going on in China, but I would suspect that knowing the way the Politburo thinks in China, I wouldn't be surprised if they're prepared to give the killing vaccine to maybe one half their population, because they really do at the top levels of China. They think they have too many people. So they could lose half their population and go ahead and move on down the road. But that doesn't change the overall agenda of China wanting to conquer the United States, does it, Andrew?
It does not. No, absolutely not.
So we have viable enemies that have a plan. They have resources. They have no scruples whatsoever in the traditional Western way of thinking in terms of being prepared to murder tens of millions of people to achieve their goals, which they've already done, by the way.
Right.
The communist Chinese murdered 50 million of their own people just to take over their own country. So why would they have any hesitation at all about killing lazy, fat Americans? None at all.
Right.
Would they?
No, they wouldn't.
And that includes using the weapons at hand, which would mean tactical nukes, which could take out maybe a square mile or two, which would include an EMP effect, regional nukes, which would also include an EMP effect. And if they were about to lose, because they don't want to lose, and what they want to win is a country that's intact. If they were about to lose and they say, oh, hell, let's just go for broke, that's when a nationwide EMP would probably be used, wouldn't it?
Certainly, yeah. It's a devastating weapon, but it is something that they do have in their arsenal. They can create a normal high altitude nuclear EMP, and they also have what's called super EMP weapons, which are even larger and more devastating than a conventional EMP type effect. So yes, and the crazy part is, the country is so public about a lot of the things that they're doing, and I think they do that as a deterrent for some reason. I'm sure they have a strategy in what they're doing, but they publicly announced not too long ago that they have developed incredibly powerful super EMP weapons. It's not a joke. It was public information that they released. So they do have these capabilities. I wouldn't be surprised that they have them in space as well, which would reduce any flight time of a missile and allow for...
Well, if a third world country like North Korea has them in space, I would think that China certainly does. Andrew, we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Morning, John. Good morning, Andrew. John, morning. The video you're talking about is titled Innovating to Zero. It's about a 45-minute or hour-long TED Talk given by Bill Gates in 2010, but there's 3 minutes that are very interesting. That's the 3 minutes you're referring to.
That's right.
It's unfortunate that YouTube keeps hiding it, and you really have to do some searching to find it. So I would suggest, if you've got it, if anyone has it, save it, because it's being washed. Here's something else that'll amaze people, I think. Bill Gates has got a blog. It's called Gates Notes. And in that, he's got an article that he wrote and a video that he pulled up. It's about mosquitoes, and actually Mosquito Week. He had a Mosquito Week where he's planning on using mosquitoes to perform mass vaccinations. And if you'll go on YouTube and type in Bill Gates Mosquito Week video, you'll see a video there's no sound to it, just a little bit of background music. No speaking, and you're flying through a swamp. You come across something that looks eerily like the Grim Reaper, and the closer you get to it, you realize that it's a mass of mosquitoes in the body form of the Grim Reaper carrying a sickle. And the end of the video says, still the most dangerous animal on the planet, or the most deadly killer. Something to that effect. So not only is he talking about that easy algebraic equation, COPSEC, and the only variable in that equation was the population required to produce the so-called global warming or the CO2. And if you listen close, the audience in that video laughs when he's, one of these numbers have to get near zero, and the audience
That's right.
chuckles.
That's right.
So they find it very funny that they're going to kill people.
Right.
I'm telling you, we are in, you talk about a dystopian world. It's messed up, folks. These people, you're breathing their air. They're not going to be happy unless you're someone that's very well healed financially. You're breathing their air and you're walking on their ground and you're eating the food that they have designed for you to eat to kill you. As odd as it sounds, I believe we are eating the king's food, just enough to keep us smart enough to run the machines and perform the tasks until their desire for us is at an end. And according to the New World Order, if you have the vaccine, you'll have plant-based food delivered to your house. You will not be eating meat. That's why the dinners at the White House, folks, cost $10,000 a plate. It's not that they're getting some sort of super chef. They're getting real food. You're getting the garbage that looks like food. And with that, please, anyone that has a mind to, go to GatesNotes.com, go to YouTube, and grab these videos while they're still there and save them to your phone or your computer, because they're being eliminated with the algorithms. You will not be able to find them. They are historical. They have historic value, if nothing else. That when this is all said and done, someone may find something on a thumb drive and say, oh, that's what happened. But if they wash it, then his story is his story. It's not the truth. It's their story. And they can remold and remake history into their, and then the future generations, if there are any, will be lied to like us. So we have to preserve the truth. I don't want to sound grim, but that's where we're at. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Very important. Thank you for the call. Well, like John said there, Andrew, I got the just over 3 minutes of that TED Talk, which is over 40 minutes long, highlighted in yellow at my COVID section at my website at thelibertyman.com. Well, I know you, as a company, you deal with federal agencies, you deal with foreign governments, mm-hmm. and a lot of private families, a lot of my listeners. John Moore can't change policy of the United States government. Andrew can't change the policy of the government. But individuals can do something. They can protect themselves and the people they love, can't they, Andrew?
That's correct. Yes, that's absolutely correct.
And that's what we're talking about here, is doing what we can to mitigate. And there's a lot of things people can do. EMP shield devices for your car, your generator, your home is certainly something that you can do within the financial means of just about everybody. In fact, if you're finding yourself stretched, PayPal will take some payments for up to 6 months with no interest to get your EMP shield device or devices, plural, to protect your car, your adult children, your grandchildren, maybe, in my case, and other family members. And it's peace of mind. It's another brick in the wall of preparedness, along with potable water and food, mm-hmm. and you know, the things that people need to be able to survive what's coming at us. Right, Andrew?
That's absolutely correct. And you know, a lot of our new customers, not returning, but brand new customers, they weren't even aware of us. You know, which is part of, you know, my job and your job, John, is we're out there letting people know that, you know, up until our technology, all there was a Faraday cage, you know, and that was a proven method to protect against EMP. But a lot of people, after so many years, just kind of stopped, you know, even thinking or looking for other ways to do it. They just assumed that was the only way. And then they come across us talking on the radio or me on a video on the web, and they learn about EMP Shield and learn about all the things we're doing with the government and our testing. Then, you know, normally the next question for them is price. Luckily, we have the new PayPal payment plan option, which is 0% interest, I believe, over a six-month period. So we're seeing a lot of people use that option, because why not use that if it's zero interest over 6 months? You can pay whenever you want. It helps people get that single unit or those multiple units that they need for themselves and their family and their homes or their vehicles and their generators. So, yeah, it's we're really excited to be able to offer that, and it's really neat to be able to offer a technology that didn't exist until now, you know, and offer the protection and the peace of mind.
Well, it is very gratifying that the technology exists, that it is state of the art. It is what the Department of Defense gets to protect their equipment, and a lot of what the Department of Defense does is either not available or too expensive for everyday civilians, to say the least. But this is one of those massive exceptions where you can get the same exact same technology, the exact same equipment that the U.S. military uses for a reasonable price. Plus, there's a bonus here, ladies and gentlemen. Best discount you can get, $50 off, is at my website. Right, Andrew?
Yes, sir, that's correct. It's the best discount a new a person online can get for the
We here at
product.
RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training.
We have a break. Hold on, everybody.
Our audience, the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Leave me Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the very first day of March, the third month of the year. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. EMP Shield is the best way to protect your vehicle, car, truck, motorcycle, airplane, boat, your home, your generator, from the effects of EMP, and in the case of your generators and your home, from lightning as well. So you get a lot of bang for your buck there, don't you, Andrew?
Yes, sir, that's correct. Even just being able to offer 100% lightning protection, it's almost unheard of in this industry for our $300 price point. It's a huge selling point for a lot of people that are homeowners, you know, especially people in very lightning-prone areas. Between the price of the unit and the guarantee on lightning, and then the 10-year, $25,000 warranty, which basically insures your house against any damage should it actually accidentally occur, which to date we haven't had any issues with it, but it is there just in case. And yeah, it's becoming very, very popular.
Well, and it should be. And it should be. Prior to your product being available and my finding out about it, which I've only known about it about a year ago, this spring I found out about EMP shield devices.
Yeah.
We were always, myself and Tom Berryhill, my electronics expert, was on with me later in the week, always looking for ways to protect equipment with clever new Faraday blankets, for example, fabrics that had metal woven into it that people could cover up their car with or cover up their motorcycle with, ways to make a metal building, a big Faraday cage. All these convoluted, difficult, sometimes expensive things that we were engaged in to protect our equipment. That's all history now, isn't it?
It is. And the biggest, price is pretty important, but one of the bigger things is actually convenience as well. So, think about it. So there is such a thing as EMP cloth, right? So you could drape your vehicle. It costs probably anywhere from $400 to $800 to purchase it. And it protects your vehicle while it's stationary, right? So normally it'd be at your house. The problem with that is it's only protecting your vehicle when it's at your house. And there is often, so the freed electrons can actually bounce off the ground and then move upwards. It's not going to be nearly as high of a level as it would be from the downward motion of the electrons inducing directly into something. But so there's still a possibility for damage on top of you spending potentially $800 and only protecting it at your house. And this is just an example, but with EMP shield in your vehicle, you install it one time and your vehicle's protected forever. You can drive it to work. You can use it just like normal. You have that peace of mind of knowing that you're protected at all times, as opposed to only when you're home, only when you put the EMP fabric on top of your vehicle. And it's more than half the price. So it's an incredible technology that allows you to be protected no matter where you are, or what you're doing, or what you're protecting.
Well, we protect those who can't protect themselves. I just found out over the weekend my beautiful 14-year-old granddaughter now has a piece of metal sticking out of her nose. And
oh no!
And I commented to her, "Brother, I said, honey, do I need to mail some money up for my granddaughter to get some jeans? I noticed in the photograph that her jeans are all ripped up." And she said, "Oh no, Dad, she bought them that way." And I said, okay, so my granddaughter doesn't dress as well as a homeless person. but she's a sweetheart and a athlete and bright and all that stuff and beautiful, but she doesn't know the threats of the world. She's only 14 years old. Right. She'll be 15 in August. My job as a grandfather is to help protect her. So, that's what we do. As parents and grandparents, we protect what we love. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be buying 5 and 6, and I'll be getting more of these as the years move forward, I'm sure, to take care of other people that need to be protected.
Right.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is your job. If you're a parent, if you're a grandparent of grandchildren who drive or will soon be driving, as in my case, my oldest grandson, 24, I just found out that he's taking a job in California for 3 months supervising some construction crews. And he's got his EMP shield device. He's got it.
Right.
Good to go. And that gives me peace of mind as grandpa, knowing that this boy will have transportation during a crisis. When nobody else has transportation, he'll have transportation. So this right now, things are normal. Everything works. The power grid's up. The internet works. People can get fuel. Their vehicles work. But that can change in a microsecond, can't it, Andrew?
Absolutely, it can. In a matter of seconds, the entire world can change.
Well, if you were old enough to remember the events of 9/11/01, we all remember that Monday morning. Another routine day at the office for most Americans. Everything changed in moments. I got that phone call from my very dear friend, John, are you watching the TV? Of course, I wasn't. I was getting ready to go to a memorial service for my friend who died the Friday before. And I turned on the TV and like everybody else, spent the next week or so glued to the television while being, being prepared to deal with it. And I'm sure you did the same thing, Andrew, didn't you?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, sir. I was glued to the TV.
Well, just for people who didn't know about this previously, my adult daughter was living with my wife and I at the time. And my 26-year-old grandson was then 3 years old. Or 24-year-old, it was then 3 years old. And up until that moment, my daughter had always thought that her father, that's myself, that his efforts at preparedness were kind of silly and didn't have any real need for that.
Right.
So I got the two women together, my wife and my daughter, and I said, ladies, this is about 9 o'clock Central Time. I said, we're going to get all the money out of the bank, banks plural. We're going to get these vehicles fueled up. We had three vehicles. We're going to get them loaded up with the essentials we need to get to our safe haven, which is where I now live, by the way. And right. I'm going to set up a monitoring station on the dining room table to monitor all the emergency frequencies. Mm-hmm. And if there's any other attack anywhere in the country, we're going to lock up the house and leave. And by noon, we had all those things done. Noon Central Time. We had the money out of the banks. The car is fueled up, all the essential items put in the vehicles, the monitoring station set up, which we, my wife at the time had issues sleeping in the middle of the night, so she got the night shift, and my daughter and I handled the other two shifts, monitoring the emergency frequencies for the next week. And my daughter became a believer in preparedness that very day, because she understood, and comprehended very quickly that everything had changed in our country and that she, her life and the life of her precious son was at risk, and that the keeping her son and her safe was up to Grandpa, because I knew what to do.
Right.
I knew how to do it, and I did do it. Now, this is your chance right now, ladies and gentlemen. It's not Monday morning, the 11th day of September, 2001. It's Monday morning, the third day of March, 2021, 20 years later. That's what it is.
Right.
Things are normal right now. In fact, at 7:32 a.m., the 11th day of September, 2001, things were normal also. But it changes. When it does change, what you got is what you got. And that's it. Right, Andrew?
That's it. That's correct. I remember even something as simple as getting gas early afternoon on 9/11, and the lines were already out to the street. You know, just within an hour.
They weren't out at 9:30 in the morning.
Right. Now, and, you know, granted, I was in high school back then. I think I was a senior in high school, or maybe I was a junior. But I didn't even. Preparedness had never even crossed my mind back then. You know, these days it would be a lot different story, but the point is nobody was prepared, and they're like, oh, we need to go get gas, and everybody had the exact same idea at the exact same time.
Right,
and
right.
It turned into chaos, you know?
Well, it did, and I was living in Kirkwood, Missouri, which is a kind of an upscale St. Louis suburb, and I took a walk around the neighborhood about noon. Everything seemed to be normal. And I took another walk about 5 or 5:30, and it was chaos. The gas stations had cars lined up out into the street. The supermarket was jammed with people. And everybody attempting to do what I'd done 7 hours before.
Right.
And then, you know, well, and everybody, almost everybody listening to me, you know, we all saw the same thing. Unless you were living on a ranch in Montana, you got to see all this firsthand, didn't you, Andrew?
That's right. That's exactly correct. And I was in Derby, Kansas, and we were seeing it happen there. I'm assuming it happened the exact same way everywhere across the United States.
Pretty much. Yeah. I recall following Saturday, I had a high school reunion to go to, and I took my portable scanner with me and had it somewhat discreetly in my sport coat pocket, and and I set it on the table on the banquet table at the reunion. Everybody said, "John, when is that?" I said, That's my notification to find out what the hell's going on in this world.
Right.
And of course, my classmates, they all knew me pretty well from my exploits the past several decades, and they weren't surprised that I would have that. But this what Andrew and I are doing right now, ladies and gentlemen, on the first day of March 2021, is letting you know that just because things are normal right this moment, at 7:35 a.m. Central Time on the first day of March 2021, is no guarantee that they will be at 7:35 a.m. on the second day of March, is it?
That's exactly correct. You never know, and things can change in a heartbeat. The only difference is 9/11 was horrible. We all know that. An EMP would be even worse, because instead of on 9/11, you're trying to get gas and it takes you a couple hours. After an EMP, if you don't have protection, you're not driving your car and you're not getting gas. You're walking home. So it's something that you really do want to be prepared for, because by the time it happens, it is literally too late if you have not protected yourself.
That's right. It's way too late. And the sooner you figure that out and prepare to deal with it, the sooner you can get your EMP device at that $50 discount. Take 15 minutes to get it installed, and about 6 or 7 of that will be just getting the tools and putting them away, by the way.
Right.
And get that peace of mind that can only come from knowing that part of your preparedness is squared away, taken care of, and you can go on to the next thing. Right, Andrew?
Absolutely correct. That's right, John.
All right. Okay, if you got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, people in agriculture have lots of expensive equipment. They have tractors, they have combines, they have pumps, they have generators. I recall a presentation I did, there was a couple of farmers in the audience, and I mentioned how to have 1,000 gallons of propane last for 1,000 days instead of 1,000 hours. And I described how to have a bank of batteries and how to have the batteries charged up 1 hour a day instead of having the generator run 24 hours a day. You have the generator run 1 hour a day. And I could see the expression on these men's faces. They just lit up like they just got a brand new bicycle for Christmas. they instantly understood the difference between 1,000 hours and 1,000 days.
Right.
And they're just as happy as can be. Now, in addition, having the EMP shield device on that same generator means 1,000 days of electricity when nobody else has electricity. Right, Andrew?
That's absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct.
So that's about 3 years, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, about 3 years. And having 1,000 gallons of propane is within the means of pretty much all farmers. Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
But having 24,000 gallons of gas of propane is something that most people wouldn't even attempt to do, right?
Right. That's correct. Yeah, that's a lot of propane.
That's a lot of propane. That's a
oh,
lot
yeah.
Of now, granted, if you're the King Ranch, maybe you can do that, but most normal human beings wouldn't even consider such a thing. But for the average person, 1,000 gallons of propane is within easy reach, doable.
That's right.
And granted, a crisis could last more than 3 years, but hopefully during that three-year period of time, you'd have the ability to do what we call workarounds to prepare for that day when the propane is finally gone and you have to live like
right.
a little house on the prairie. Right, Andrew?
Right. That's right. You know, and I'm also a big advocate of solar. I do have a cabin where I'm completely off-grid. And people don't realize this. Somebody should really, if there's not something out there, somebody should make a video on it. But for just a couple $1,000s, which I know is a lot of money, but compared to what it gives you for just a couple $1,000s, you can pretty much get yourself, at least, you know, for the most part, off-grid in a smaller dwelling. So I like using redundancies and combinations of different power sources. So having 1,000 gallons of propane plus a solar system that can at the minimum trickle charge your batteries. It's to me, it's a no-brainer, but trying to get other people to kind of wake up and start thinking that way, it's a little bit more difficult. But
right.
You know, putting protection on those systems is imperative, because you know a lot of that's not going to function after an EMP. So why not take, if you're already spending a couple thousand, spend another $300 and protect it, you know?
Right. Well, I have a friend who has a large home. It's about 2,500 to 3,000 square feet. His electric bill rarely, it's all electric home. Everything's electric. Rarely gets the $10 a month mark. My kid brother's 2,000 square foot home, all electric. Both these homes have solar, by the way. And my kid brother's bill typically runs $10 to $12 a month. And it can be done. We have a caller here, Andrew. We got Ari in Utah. Am I pronouncing your name right, Ari?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what's on your mind?
Good morning, John. So, yeah, I usually listen to your show every morning, especially the second hour on. So I just wanted to make a brief comment, a caller that called into your show a while back. And I completely agree with your guest there that people seem to be lulled to sleep again in regards to how things have apparently have calmed down somewhat. And people think that everything is going back to normal. And I, as a Christian and a student of the Bible, Bible prophecy, know that it definitely does not look like that's the case at all to me. And so, you know, that I'm just really, really concerned. There's so many logs in the fire, so to speak. It's, you know, most people aren't paying attention, or they're just completely unaware. But in regards to that last caller, it was a caller, that I think, around a couple of weeks ago, and he claimed to be a targeted individual. Somebody tried to run him off the road. You remember that caller?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, John, I've got a support base here. I'm just north of Salt Lake City in Bountiful in Davis County, and I'm connected to a pretty wealthy guy here. He owns 300 acres of property. He's a federally licensed gun dealer. In fact, he's a level 6 gun manufacturer, and he's really, really good with weapons. And so he knows my situation very completely. His ex-wife, husband, is an FBI agent. And so I just wanted to tell you that a little bit of that guy's story was a bit sketchy. But I have had murder attempts on my life. I've had people run me off the road. Of course, before I became a born-again Christian, I was involved in the drug trade. I got involved in gangs. And so, but I am one of these real targeted individuals. Extreme harassment, electronic harassment. And those people out there do really exist, and they're silent sufferers. But on the other hand, not everybody that claims that that's the case with them, that is the case. So I just wanted to, you know, just say that on behalf of him, whether it's true or not, I don't know. But the people that I'm involved with, they know my situation very, very, very well. And so because of that, it makes it really super hard for me to get connected. And because when people really find out your situation, they kind of tend to shy away from you. And people like me tend to be isolated. It's just very hard. And so, I just wanted to say that I'm really concerned. I mean, if you just look at the situation at the White House, I mean, my goodness. I mean, is there anybody in there at all? We got all those troops there. I mean, there are just so many alarming red sirens going off. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know what I mean? Personally, I think the election was stolen. I think there's a communist revolution. But a lot of the people that I'm connected to, they don't actually believe that. I think they believe that the virus came from an animal. Yeah, they wear face masks, and so there's a pretty big divide between me and them on that aspect, in that regard. And it's very hard because this situation has caused a lot of division with family, with friends.
It has.
And it's so sad.
Right. You're right, Ari. It is sad. You live close. How far is Tooele, Utah, from you?
Tooele?
Right.
Well, that's actually the next county over. Tooele is on the other side of the Ochre Mountains. And line of sight from my house, I can see the Ochre Mountains probably, it's probably a 20 mile. So it's probably a 30 to 40 mile drive.
Well, the reason I asked, I spent a month there with the U.S. Army Special Forces practicing how to blow up Salt Lake City.
Are you familiar with the, another people that's connected, it's a survivalist group here. They're based out of Salt Lake City. They're on the internet, so I can give out their names and everything. The guy who started this is called Ready Man, and Jeff Kirkham is a 28-year Army Green Beret Special Forces veteran. 27-year Green Beret, and I've been on shootings with this guy up on Jason's property. He's got there's videos on YouTube about Ready Man. And right. I'm going to tell you something right now. This guy is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, probably 90% of law enforcement aren't as trained as he is as far as weapons. So one of the weapons that they were firing was a .223 squad automatic weapon, a SAW. And they were doing close range and like sniper far range, maybe 1,000 yards or 800 yards, something like that. 600, 800 yards. And so anyways, they did a video. And so it's pretty amazing. It's just have a great deal of respect out of how well they're trained. So anyways, I don't know if you've heard of Red Man or not.
Ari, we do need to move on, but it'll help your friends that you associate with if you let them know about EMP shield devices. I think they'll be very interested, sir.
I actually have, and I think they have a couple.
Okay, that's great. Ari, we appreciate your call. It was a very good call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Well, that was an interesting call, wasn't it, Andrew?
Oh, it was, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. The 6th Special Forces Group, we were on a training exercise out there in Tooele, Utah, just south of Salt Lake City for a month. And we needed a large city in the middle of the desert for our training. And that's the largest American city in the middle of a desert that we got. So our AO, Area of Operations, was the Middle East. We were always practicing to invade the Middle East. That was our mission statement, was to invade the Middle East if necessary. Beautiful part of the world. If you like sandy, rocky, hilly, mountainous areas, it's a beautiful part of the world. Andrew, we make lots of connections here on this radio show, don't we, sir?
Oh, absolutely. The lots of callers. I've met several people indirectly from being on the show as well. They'll end up calling later, either ordering EMP Shield or just calling to say hi and say that they heard, you and I speaking on the show. And yes, I've met quite a few people that way, just from coming on Monday mornings.
Well, and that's good. And if you don't have internet access and you want to get yourself an EMP Shield device, what's the phone number people need to be calling?
Yeah, John. So the phone number is 620-412-9978. And we're open from 0800 to 8 o'clock, 2000, Monday through Saturday.
Okay, 6 days a week. Well, that's a lot of time to have somebody man the telephones, and that number is 620-412-9978. Be sure and mention my radio show to get the coupon code. Let's see. That's $50 off, and the coupon code is JRM, if I remember right, isn't it, Andrew?
That's correct, yes. So when people call, One of the first questions we're going to ask you is, where did you hear about EMP Shield? Make sure that you let us know the John Moore Radio Show, or say coupon JRM. That way we know ahead of time. This is going to save you quite a bit of money. It's right. $50 off per product if they you know, tell us that. So it's a big deal.
If you don't mention a radio show, you don't get the discount. So that's pretty simple, and I hope that's some motivation for people. We got our last break coming up here momentarily. Well, we're reaching out to people all over the United States, all over the world. Tell us what parts of the world outside the country you ship to.
Yeah, so primarily we do mainly ship within the United States. We ship to Canada as well. Australia and New Zealand are the countries off the top of my head that we primarily ship to overseas or outside of the country. And there is some countries by exception.
Okay, and you can find it out by calling 620-412-9978. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. And if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island or a large part of it were subjugated and starving, then our empire beyond the seas, armed and guarded by the British fleet, would carry on the struggle until, in God's good time, the new world with all its power and might, steps forth to the rescue and the liberation of the old.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, well, Andrew, we need to emphasize that EMP Shield offers a $25,000 insurance policy for lightning protection for your home and your generator, any equipment that needs to be protected from lightning. The EMP Shield agricultural pumps, we helped one of our listeners with that. She has, what, 2 dozen agricultural pumps that she loses, and whatever, $5,000 a piece, and she loses about three a year. Just another cost of business up until she got the EMP Shield devices, right?
That's correct. Absolutely. Yeah, and that's it's a huge selling point. And for anybody who's looking, even if you don't care about EMP, if you are looking for lightning protection, guaranteed lightning protection, not just saying, oh, we're going to try to do our best, we guarantee that we'll protect against lightning. And if we don't, we pay for the damage. And, you know, at the $300 price point, there is nothing else out there available even close to that price, which is a huge seller, for especially for our home models. You know, so if you're a new homeowner or a current homeowner and you're looking to protect your house from even just simple things like power surges or lightning, you need to look at the EMP Shield. Just go to libertyman.com, use that discount. Trust me, it's going to save you a lot of money and a lot of time. If you were to get struck by lightning, you know, you're talking potentially thousands of dollars of damage and months to repair the damage. So certainly something for homeowners to consider.
Well, a friend of mine suffered lightning damage. It's been 20 years ago, and he had the most sophisticated anti-lightning protection that could be had. He was still tracking down damage 2 years later from his system of computers and radios and related equipment. And of course, EMP Shield devices did not exist then. I'm sure if they had been, he would have had them. Well, Andrew, I want to thank you for being with us. It's very informative and educational for people to hear the two of us talk for an hour every Monday about how they can get the same protection that the military uses to protect their equipment at a very reasonable price with an excellent $50 discount. And we're doing a lot of good here and helping a lot of people, Andrew, and I want to thank you for helping me on this project.
Yeah, well, thanks, John. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, and we'll look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
Okay. We have a top of the hour break coming up, and then we start Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, a proprietor of Freedom Center USA, a world-class training center for rifles and pistols and related topics, reloading, tactics. It's a wonderful place to get world-class instruction down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, where the restaurants are open. Almost nobody wears a mask, and everything is, quite frankly, pretty normal. Isn't that neat? Isn't that neat? And, of course, I'm one of the instructors there myself. I teach concealed carry training, and we always learn a lot from Sam every Monday. You know, looking forward to hearing from him and, of course, taking your questions, calls, and comments about anything and everything to do with rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, training, and firearms legislation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.